Hi there and welcome to the Shipping News with me, Simon Robinson.
And me, Nick Savides.
So Nick, what's been happening this week?
Well, scrapping rates are up this week, which is an interesting development. Over the past 3 months, there's been a million tonnes of scrapping going on, according to a consultant.
How does that compare with normal annual scrapping rates?
Well, last year there was 1.8 million tonnes of similar ships scrapped, and in the previous year it was 1.5 million
tonnes. That's over the whole year?
Over the whole year.
Wow, so to lose a million tonnes in a quarter...
That's a high rate.
And, that's more than careless, isn't it?
It's more than careless, indeed. In fact, the guy that said it, Liang Hui Jia of Lawrenson and Stamokos, he says that there's up to 10 million tonnes available to be scrapped following the IMO 2 regulations that came into force in January.
So is this a result of those regulations coming into force rather than market pressures?
Absolutely.
And what kind of ships are being affected?
It's the single-hull tankers, basically. The older ships, ones over 25 years old, it seems, and single-hulled.
What scale of ships are we talking about?
We're talking about ships that are below 60,000 tonnes in deadweight.
So that's sort of medium and small?
Medium and small parcel carriers, yeah.
Cool, cool. And are they being replaced?
At the moment, no, because the shipyards are full of building container ships up until around 2009. So it's going to take another couple of years before those ships can be replaced.
So what's that going to do to freight rates for that kind of cargo?
According to De Gea, rates are going to be up 10% higher for the next year, globally. And we've already seen some of that across major trades.
Sure. That's obviously sound like quite a significant percentage. But what's been happening? What's been happening out at sea?
Out at sea, on the westbound transatlantic, I think that's probably the most significant changes there.
Mm-hmm.
That was going like a train, and then suddenly it dipped.
Mm-hmm.
And the first indication we got of that was one of the vessels that trades on that route was open for 3 days last week.
Really? So they came from the States to Europe, they dropped their cargoes off, and instead of being pre-booked, they were sitting in the harbour at, where was it?
Precisely, in Rotterdam.
In Rotterdam for a couple of days?
From Tuesday to last Friday, it was still open, and I'd heard that the owners had rejected two cargoes had failed for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting subject to approval for cargo, and both approvals failed.
Right.
And they had decided that they were going to send the ship to the Arabian Gulf and India.
And what's going on with the Mediterranean?
Mediterranean is continuing to go like a train, and for some reason, a northbound cargo from the Mediterranean to West Europe is also continuing to flow. But southbound cargo seems to have stalled. It's unclear exactly why.
Uh-huh.
At least that's true for spot cargo, and I know that a lot of cargo is moving currently under contract nominations.
Sure.
And that means that the charterers have made a deal where they agree a rate for a period of time, often a year, and then they have to agree which ship it's going to go on. And therefore, we don't see that transaction.
So it just carries on under the line, as it were.
Yes, sure. Below our radar, so we don't actually see it. So a lot of cargo is moving under contract nominations, and that's normally because rates are quite high.
So it looks like it's reached a plateau, it doesn't seem to be climbing, is that fair?
That's fair to say, yeah, on the spot market, that's true.
And what about the Far East? What's going on with trades out to the Far East and back?
There's a lot of cargo coming out of the Arabian Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge amount of methanol around at the moment. In fact, there's quite a bit in Rotterdam, and I'm told that there are one ship and a few barges storing methanol in Rotterdam, because the tanks are full. But I am also told that the trade to India and to China is still strong.
Mm-hmm.
Although rates don't seem to be going up further than they are at the moment, and they're still at a quite higher rate.
See you next week.
Hear you next week.
Hear you next week, I guess.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.